Hey, Sherpa Network.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and this is the Domain Sherpa Review. This is the show where we get into the minds of successful domain name investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become better investors. We have three segments of the review. We'll start off learning what the Sherpas recently bought and sold. Next, we'll discuss in value an investor-submitted domain name portfolio. And finally, we'll preview some domains going to auction soon at namejet.com and whether the Sherpas think they're good investment opportunities for you. Joining us today on the Domain Sherpa Review are your Sherpas and industry thought leaders. In order from left to right, we have Andrew Rosner, CEO of domain brokerage firm Media Options. We have Shane Coltra, publisher of the blog DSAD.com and owner of the Country Arbors Nursery in Illinois. And back with us right where he belongs, Mike Seiger, the founder of DomainSherpa.com. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome back, Mike.
Woo! Loving it.
We got the whole gang back in action.
That's right.
You know you miss it, Mike, don't you?
I do. I miss it terribly, but I tell you, it is so awesome to be able to wake up Monday mornings, click the download podcast button on my iPhone and like go for a run, or if I'm driving someplace like last week and listen to all my favorite Sherpas on the radio. Yes, I love it.
You guys are doing really awesome nice. Job. You're still listening every week.
Every week. And I'm so excited to finally be able to earn my own Sherpa mug this week by giving back to the community.
I was wondering if
you know what the best part about that is? You can actually go in your own garage, pick one out of the box, and voila.
That wasn't part of the transfer.
They're in my garage now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So any Sherpa who's on the show gets a fabulous mug.
That's right.
You guys want to get started, or should we hear a little more about Mike first? What do you guys think?
I think Mike has to give us a brief 3-sentence update on his life and what's going on in Sherpa retirement. And I think another 3 sentences on how he thinks we're doing with the Domain Sherpa show.
I'll tell you what, I'll give the 3-sentence update, and then at the very end, I will be brutally honest on what's going on with Sherpa, but you have to listen to the whole show in order to hear what I'm going to say. So, a lot of people have said, hey, Mike, I thought you were completely gone from the domain name industry and you wrote that blog and, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I totally misportrayed what is happening in my life. I sold Domain Sherpa clearly and it's being carried, the tradition's being carried on beautifully. But I'm still domain name investing. I'm working even more on DN Academy, doing some fantastic updates to that, automating the process by which we teach domain investors how to do valuations, just a whole bunch of fun stuff in there. So I'm spending half my time focused on DN Academy and investing, and then my other publishing companies, BainbridgeIsland.com, we have a magazine, and I6Sigma.com, we publish to 600,000 unique readers per month there. And then the other half of my time I'm spending, it's family time, it's getting everybody up for breakfast and fed and to the bus stop and working out. And I'm giving Shane a run for his money. On the Garmin app so we can see how we're training every day.
I thought I was going to
like blow him away 2 days ago when I was finally on a flat surface in Venice Beach. And then he throws like, half a minute per mile faster than me.
I pick one day to run fast, and it's the only day of the year you pick the same exact day.
And it was like finally a distance that's close to what you run, and I was pushing it. And so anyways, that's my life in a nutshell. I'm enjoying life, trying to get healthier, working on the family, working on businesses, same old, just not doing a TV show once a week.
Good for you. Well, we miss hearing your voice and your insights all the time. And when you say get healthier, you don't have any health problems. You just take good proactive care of your health.
I'm just trying to get into
healthy shape. 8:30 pace.
Optimum. Yeah, trying to beat my 9:30 pace, normal running pace. So I'm swimming Masters 2 days a week. I'm running 4 days a week. I'll throw this out. One of my New Year's resolutions. I love to pick one New Year's resolution every year and focus on it. This year's New Year's resolution is to learn how to walk on my hands, which I thought was going to be really easy. And it turns out for a 47-year-old, it's really hard.
What made you think that would be easy?
Well, you know, I'm in shape. I lift. I can do body. You know, I can do pull-ups. I can do push-ups. I can, you know, I'm not out of shape when it comes to stuff. And I thought it would be a fun resolution.
So, well, Mike, you know, it's in the lineup at some point that you'll be coming on for a one-on-one interview. And
really?
And our Sherpa Network is so excited for it. Way to put you on the spot. And so right. I'll expect that your New Year's resolution be complete by then so we can do a little.
I'll tell you what, when I can do a handstand, walk across the room with a handstand, I will put that on a Sherpa show.
I think if the year ends and you can't do it yet, you'll have to show us as good as it's gotten.
Oh, I will by the year end. I thought I'd accomplish it a lot faster, but I still have, 9+ months, so.
Oh, man, I can just hear you hitting the floor. Like, every time you don't do it, the big pounding sound where your wife is yelling at you, quit trying to walk in your hand before dinner.
I know. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's
jump into it.
Let's jump in, yeah. Section one here, what's new, Sherpas? Mike, I think we kind of already started with you, but I definitely think our viewers want to hear from you first, nothing personal, Drew and Shane. So name one domain you've bought, sold, or brokered in the past few weeks. Mike, I know your situation might be a little different, but ideally a sale transaction. If you talked about a purchase transaction last time, if you don't have a sale you can talk about, it's all right. But let's see what you got. Do you have a domain to discuss by chance, Mike?
I do. I have a sale to discuss, and the domain name is SEOconsultant.com.
Ooh.
Finally.
So, finally.
Let's hear what they say.
So, Shane, you want to go? You want to go?
Well, I know that he had a couple good SEO names that he was surprised it didn't go quicker. So it was nice to hear that he did sell it. Now the key is, did he sell it because he was, ready to move on, or did that offer come through that where timing is everything? So I will say, man, that's a SEO consultant, right? Singular.
Correct.
Okay. I will say, I'll say $3,800. Yeah, I think it's worth more, but I know that I know that it went to auction one time. So,
okay.
So $3,800, final number.
I'm gonna say $9,800.
So that's like three times what Shane guessed.
Yeah,
The SEO names have been tough. They used to be hot, hot of the pancakes, but it's been tough. We've tried to sell a few of the really good ones. I think that name's actually worth quite a bit more in the end, but it's
a little thing soft about right now.
That what these things are worth and what somebody will pay or what the market will pay don't always align. But it's a strong name. I'm going to say 9,800.
Okay.
All right. So now that you guys have said your, what you think it's sold for, retail, I'm assuming, Drew, Shane, I'm not sure what 3,800 is.
Well,
you're just saying like,
yeah,
you're saying that maybe I liquidated, maybe I don't. And that's one of the things about selling. You don't know if I just wanted to blow out my SEO domain names and I was willing to take low retail or high wholesale, or if I got the highest best use case.
Well, and that's what I pointed out is I knew that you had tried to auction it. And when you auction, it means it's time to, that you're willing to accept some offers that maybe were a little lower than you would have last year.
So does it make you guys feel differently if the Estabot value was 221,000 primarily because there are 12,000 exact match searches for SEO consultant and $18 cost per click?
I mean, what I would tell you, I think the value of that name is probably closer to $80,000 ballpark, back to the
and I would have said 2 years ago, 50,000.
But
yeah,
the market, I don't see the market paying that. I could see this going for 25, which I would say is like the upper end of what I think the liquidity range is 15 to 25. I'm guessing 9,800 because I know you've wanted to move it for a while.
Yeah. So the so yes, I did sell it. Sold it through an FT landing page, and the sale price was $18,000.
Wow, nice.
Ooh. Good job. Yeah.
So yes, Shane knows because he's helped me at dsad.com try and liquidate some of my SEO portfolio because I bought about $45,000 worth of SEO domain names over the course of my investing. So the past 5 years, they used to be red hot, like you mentioned, and the SEO community, because Google has, you know, taken away the benefit of exact match domain names in a lot of cases, SEO consultants in particular have gotten decimated. But I've got big sales in the SEO space. Like I sold SEO Blog for $30,000. I sold SEONinja.com for $18,000. I've sold, with the help of Ali, SEO.io for $11,000. So I've got probably the best SEO domain names in the industry that I've sold. And I still have a couple remaining, SEOCertification.com and SEMCertification.com. So I'm going to hold on to those two. But everything else I've either sold, dropped, or in some cases, sold to investors, you know, at a wholesale rate, just, you know, passing it along. Maybe they want to do some outreach because I don't ever do outreach.
Well, I have a question for you. What was the reserve at auction? What could somebody have had it for if they would have hit your reserve?
So you guys mentioned, I thought it was a $50,000 domain name. Drew said, I thought it was a 60,000 when I was
80.
So when I was in the heyday, like 2 years ago, I would have said, this is a $80,000 to $120,000 domaining, depending on who's asking. And I tried to do outbound research. The biggest SEO consultants like didn't want it because it's just too exact match. They're using brandables. Yeah. They're using their own names, whatever it is. So I put it up on Flippa with a reserve. The reserve was probably 50. And I was trying to start conversations with people around that. You know, the takeaway that I have is that even though your Flippa auction doesn't sell, you still get promotion for a couple of weeks. And it was an inquiry that came in after that auction ended on that Flippa page for SEO consultant that I was able to sell SEM consultant and SEODepartment.com, a brandable. So, you know, sometimes you never know. Like, I know that you've helped me, Shane, with promoting some of my domains at auction, some of which have sold, like on NameJet or GoDaddy, and some of which haven't. But even if it doesn't, like you're getting it, you know, you're paying for the exposure. Somebody looks at it and they're like, oh, I like that domain name, but I don't want to buy it in auction. Then if it doesn't sell, they track it and maybe they contact you later.
Yeah, it's free publicity.
Exactly.
So when you sold it on FT, so that's EFTY.com, which I'm sure our Sherpa network is familiar with. It was just an inbound inquiry. There was no advertising, just like if it were listed on Cedo or Afternic or somewhere.
It was all type in. You know, the beautiful thing, I should mention, I'm an investor in FT.com. The beautiful thing about FT is that it allows you to track the traffic and then keep track of how many leads you get. And SEO consultant, even though it's not, it's sort of, you know, the keywords have fallen out of favor, keyword domain names, exact match domain names, it still gets a ton of type in traffic. And I get an inquiry probably once a month. You know, usually the inquiries are $100. This inquiry came in at $1,500. And I immediately responded back, no. He came back and said, well, what would you be looking for? I said 18,000. Because I was, to Shane's point, just ready to move it out. He came back and said 2,500. I said, no. He came back and said 10,000. I said, no. Here's a payment plan. He said, okay, I'll pay the whole 18.
So each time that you answered back no, did you have 18 as a clear counter or no?
No. The first time I said 18, then he countered at 2,500. And then I said, no, it's just not going to work out on this domain name. You know, best wishes to you. I always try and be cordial and polite and professional. I'm like, no, we're just too far off on this domain name. I don't think it's the best domain name if your budget only goes to 2,500. You can probably find another, you know, another domain name that'll better suit you.
Okay. Yeah. Congrats. That's a good sale. Shane, you want to go next? Yeah.
Very good sale.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I almost have kangaroo.io sold. That would have been a great show to take it the next show. And
that would have been great because you just picked that up like a month ago.
And the guy is a great guy, so I don't mean to demean him. But the very next day I had it, I had offers for twice as much as I paid. I mean, I can't imagine that these inbounds weren't coming all along. Well,
one thing that's interesting with .io is you can't access the Whois anymore. And yeah. So
right.
If somebody has a website up that has no contact information and no ability to fill it out a form, there's literally no way. I've been hired now for, I think, 7 .io acquisitions where we simply can't get them. I reached out to Mike from park.io to say if he could help. Nothing. Yeah. Just these people are ghosts. Yeah. And so it's a really weird situation with .io because unless this is pointed to a website which allows a person to get in touch, you're fucking ghost, gone. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to get a hold of
which is awesome because there's more scarcity, so the prices keep going up.
It creates opportunity because if you can grab one, if you manage to get one that has been a ghost, similar to, you know, whatever, well, we'll go into that, but then
don't mention that.
There's pent up demand. There's pent up demand that's never been able to access the owner. And then
do you think these people are ghosts on purpose or they're not aware that the Whois isn't available?
No.
They're just not aware.
They didn't buy it to resell it most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They bought it to use it and they haven't used it yet. So it just sits there waiting for them to use it. Right. Yeah. And tracking them down, there's some financial gain to have. But anyway, so that one, because there are so many inquiries, you know, I haven't let it go cheap. I would have let it go cheap if nobody else would have let me know. But all of a sudden, when one guy bids, there's another guy behind, then there's another guy behind. And finally, my old one, I go back and tell him it's not for sale just to get him off the board because I quoted it too low. But anyway, we won't talk about that one.
I'll tell you what, though. Hold on before you move on. Kangaroo.com.
Yeah.
It's owned by Perry Ellis.
Yeah.
And they will not sell that. Basically, they won't sell it for any price. They're willing to lease it for $100,000 per year. They will not sell it for any price, and they'll only lease it for $100,000 a year. So your kangaroo.io, I would say, has a materially higher value than it would under other circumstances. It's just like when I find out that Scott Day owns the .com of something. It's like, I'll get an inquiry on a .net or a .org or a .dot whatever, and then I'll go look at, you know, what's on the .com, and it's like, oh, Scott owns it. All right, well, my price goes up.
Yep, because they're not going to get access to that.
That's
like when surfboard.net, I had that. I go, well, the .com's never leaving Motorola. I mean, they're not giving that up. So go ahead, let's move to round two because you're not going around. Yeah, so
but I see your kangaroo is on an FT landing page. I swear, like just telling people this domain is for sale in a clear and professional manner increases the number of inquiries that you're getting.
Yeah, you could buy it for $6,800 if you want to hit it today. I mean, just I'll do it. You know, you can hit it right now and finish it up if you're watching the show. but anyway, and it'll go up. It's going up every day too. I moved it up just a little bit. It's kind of, you know, when your burritos are selling hot, the burritos get a little more expensive the next day. So so the name I bought was athletictesting.com.
Ooh.
Athletic testing.
Athletic testing. What do you think, Mike Drew?
The VO2 max of Michael with the 68.
I think athletic testing, I'm going to say you paid $800.
I'm gonna go a little bit less than that. Athletic testing. I'm not sure if athlete testing or drug testing, or I don't know if athletic testing is like on the drug side or more on the performance side.
Performance.
So not knowing that, I'm gonna go, and knowing generally what you like to pay for your domain names, although not all of them. I'm gonna go with 400.
Yeah, I paid 280.
Wow. And
I received a $2,000 offer the next day.
Wow, nice.
So what is it? What is, without me doing a keyword search and looking at search volume and seeing what's out there on Google, what is athletic testing?
Yeah, so the only reason, it just pure chance that it came up for auction after I went to Kenya. So doctors do you can now do a portable VO2 max. Remember when you're testing your VO2, which is your athletic ability, they put you on a treadmill. Well, now they have a portable system. They can throw it on your back and you can go running. And they take all your blood and they check you what your possibilities as an athlete, your VO2 max.
How do I do that?
So, pardon me?
I want to do that.
It's good and bad because if you take it,
I need it because it's going to kick me in the ass. It's going to be like, your shit is out of shape.
Well, it doesn't change, though. That's a thing.
Isn't that why you're married?
Yeah, but it doesn't change. This is your potential. Your VO2, your ability to translate oxygen is set. It doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're going to find out you could be a super athlete, or you're going to find out you were junk and you don't have no ability and you're reaching your potential. And that's like when I take it, I was thinking, please be high. And it turned out okay, but I'm no Olympic athlete. I don't have the system to do it. But so, you know, people like my age, they spend $10,000 on a tri bike. They spend $350 on shoes. And so a lot of guys are getting tested athletically to see where they're performing or measure against past performance. So a couple $100 is nothing for the ability to do that. And I own genetictesting.com as well. So I'm just adding testing to my portfolio.
So is that something, Shane, that they would need to get like a doctor in their area? Or most that's a pack they can order at home? Sorry?
No, most of this is a sports medicine doctor that you go and they do all this. And the tests run $800 a piece usually.
Okay, so you wouldn't be selling a product online. You would be advertising for local.
It would probably be a company that offers that. But there are national companies like Athletico that offer that service, athletic testing. You know, they call it, I mean, that's the most common name because there's no – you don't basketball test. You don't break it down. It's just athletic testing to see what kind.
So
it's probably not a huge search.
You got it as an expired auction?
I don't remember if it was – I don't remember. It was at GoDaddy, so most likely it was expired.
Okay. Yeah. And the very next day you got an offer for how much?
Very, very next day. That's what I – you know, to me, it never happens like that when you buy something and then all of a sudden you think – an expired name, I get it. But like a private name – You just think, how did this person not get this? If it comes in every day, why didn't the previous 30 days have these come through? But again, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you just picked that up 2 weeks ago. And so I'll point out that like when people use the phrase, if I don't see if I look at a domain name and it doesn't immediately tell me what it's about, then that's a crappy domain name. I don't believe that in all cases, because this is a perfect example where here's a niche understanding about a certain segment in athletics where this could be I don't know. What do you think the retail perfect and ideal buyer came by? It could be a $10,000, $15,000 domain name.
Yeah,
I mean, it's picked up for $246.
Yeah, 5K to 10K is where I would – and I, you know, again, I'm a business owner, so I understand what you need to invest in the size of business. So if it's a more niche – or the services aren't very expensive, you can't afford to pay that. But this one, if you're getting $800 a pop, even a local business could afford to do that because it says what you're offering right there in the name. Athletic's not very hard to spell. You know, there's just a lot of things, it works. So, and I know about it, but we all do that. You know, there's names people send me, I go, it's worth $10. And he goes, there's 4 million people that play cricket. And I'm like, well, I don't know cricket terms very well. So that's why it doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, athletictesting.com. Good name. Drew, you're up.
So, I'm not going to lie. This it's a difficult choice. We have bought some, this has been the best 60 days of domain acquisitions in the history of the company. It's also been the best 60 days of domain sales in the history of the company, but, maybe there's a correlation. There is a clear favorite here that I will discuss.
Is it better than athletic testing, though? I doubt it. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. After 11 long years, I acquired Drew.com.
Drew.com.
Drew.com. And yes, I will be filing the legal papers to change my name.
Change your legal name to Drew.com Rosner.
Yes. Yes. I will be following in Kim.com's footsteps.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll change the path once I've changed my name and I won't end up in flying into my home with helicopters. But nonetheless, under the inspiration of Kim.com, I may change my name to Drew.com. It would just be appropriate, I feel.
You should. Yeah.
Congratulations. So 11 years. First
time I tried to buy it.
Okay. All right. Well, before we talk about it, Mike, Shane, what do you think you paid?
Shane, you want to go first?
Yeah, I wish I knew where he got it, so it would be a little more. I remember when Adam Strong bought Strong.com, and that was like the same thing. He said, I've been trying so long, but I also know that they, names like that don't go cheap. So
yeah,
I'm trying to think of a number that would move the needle, but I don't know whose needle I'm moving, so it makes it a little more difficult to do it. But I know Drew wanted it. So I will say $100,000 is the needle mover, 3-6 figures.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, it would be a steal. It all depends on who sold it. Like if it was some guy named Drew and he's getting ready for tax season, he's like, oh, I'm going to get killed. And like,
all right, No.
Let me just talk through it. And then, so I would say like, and I don't think there are a ton of Drews in the world, but I'll steal at 50,000, but Drew loves his ego domain names. Like I want to own the oldest domain name in the world. I want to own, this and that. And so I would say I'm going to go a little bit higher than you want on this one, Shane. I'm going to go 125. I would say 125 to 150, but I'll go with 125.
All right, so I'm going to take some liberty here and override the general rules of the show. And because I can.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I'm going to now refine the message, and then you guys can tell me whether you're going to refine your estimate. Okay.
That sounds good.
I'll give you a little bit more information. So the guy that I bought it from is the original owner since, I believe, 1994.
Ooh.
His name is also Andrew and goes by Drew.
Yep.
That was an assumption.
He was using it since the beginning as sort of a combination of business and personal in the style of many early 1990s websites often did.
Okay.
Is that all you got?
Don't tell him.
So if we're changing this and they're like getting up a level, do they get to call a friend? Do they get like audience
information? The price I was quoted when I contacted him the first time 11 years ago was $1 million.
All right. $250. I think he paid $250 for it.
I'll take my one question. What does he do for a living?
That's a good question. He's a weird dude. I don't even know. He invented a bunch of weird things. I don't even know if they were ever made or not, but he invented a bunch of weird things. I believe he has a bunch of patents. He does a lot of diving and does some kind of videography and photography.
Yeah.
And most of it revolves around the ocean and diving. He had a lot of weird stuff. I think he did...
But the fact that he quoted $1 million tells me, but would you give him a small Midwestern home for it? That's my question. Would you trade him?
But he sounds like the kind of guy that doesn't need the money. 50,000 bucks isn't going to move the needle for him. So,
I'm not to jump on Michael.
I'm not even sure that he doesn't need the money. To be honest with you, I really have absolutely zero insight into his financial state.
If we're breaking rules, I'm breaking a rule. And
you're on his team. You can't say anything.
Well, people who bought stuff in 95 and then they quote you $1 million, that doesn't mean that they don't need the money. That means that just they thought it was worth a lot and they don't really know. I wouldn't ever take that to mean they
maybe they do know, maybe they don't know, maybe they don't need the money, and so they're just kind of like a big
go away. In my experience, people who bought domains in 95 don't have a clue about it and they're ready to sell now. It's because they're retiring and all of a sudden they're like, crap, I just need something for my nest egg. And it's usually whatever they think they can get for it, they'll take it. That's the end of my comment.
Well, I'd like to add 50,000 to my total, just okay, for the reason.
Is that your final answer?
Final answers. We got 250 from Seiger.
Yeah.
And
I'm 150.
All right. I got it for $65,000.
Yes.
Poor Drew. 65.
He could have gotten 100 for it.
What?
Oh, he could have gotten 250 from Drew. He just had the best year of his life.
I definitely would have given him 100. But I didn't actually negotiate the final purchase myself. I have been in contact with this guy for 11 years. At least once a year, I reach out to see what's up.
Yeah.
He never quoted me under I don't know if it was 200 or 250. Was the lowest quote he had ever given me. And there was a point like 2 years ago when I almost pulled the trigger at that 200. But then I just said, this is stupid because it's not a name I'm ever going to sell. I'm not going to try. It's just.
Yeah. World's most expensive email.
Yeah, exactly. No need. So, James Booth knocked on the door and said, hey, I'm giving you the first shot. Do you want Drew.com? And I think he asked for 100. And I, said, get the hell out of here. That's too expensive. and so anyways, we negotiated. Ultimately, he gave it to me for 65. He was a good sport. Knew that this was a name that was a must have for me. So what's crazy though, is I think he got it for 50. So I don't know that for sure, but I think he got it for 50 and I bought it for 65.
Yeah. So but,
I have an eternal gratitude to him for helping me get Drew.com. I truly do. I'm very grateful that I have that name, but I can't use it for like another month or something something like that.
Scraping the emails.
He's been using it, he's been using it for 25 years or something for his email and all that. So.
So James brokered it on behalf of the owner, or James bought it and flipped it to you?
It was somewhere in the middle of that. So I bought it directly from the owner. I was in an escrow transaction directly with the owner, but it was under confidentiality. So I couldn't, all I know is I paid 65 and I don't
James
care. I don't
probably
need, I don't
bought to, it.
Honestly, right. I don't need to look in James' pocketbook. It's none of my business. Yeah. I like knowing these things, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect my decision.
I'm just 65 trying
is a number I'm very comfortable paying. I'm very glad I got the name. I'm very, it's all good.
I'm just trying to understand why, if you contacted him once a year for 11 years, why?
Oh, I'm trying to understand the same thing. Why the hell? But this happens all the time.
Because Booth has a nice English accent.
Like, why on earth did you not come back and knock on my door? This just happened to us.
Yeah.
With a very big domain. I've been trying to buy it for like 4 or 5 years. Four letter, oneword.com, owned by a big corporation. They haven't been using it. They got it through an acquisition of an acquisition of an acquisition. Finally, they seem to be coming around to the idea of selling it. We had basically come to terms on price. He hadn't gotten final authority yet. There were delays and then delays and then delays. And then suddenly, so I said, okay, well, he seemed like he was ready to go. I sent a contract. He says, I'll get back to you. Comes back to me. He says, oh, we just sold it. I said, what do you mean? He said, yeah, somebody else contacted somebody else in the company, and we sold the domain for less than my offer that I had on that contract with this, which this guy had in his hands. And it's like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm sorry. I got it early.
Yeah. No, I know who got it. I do know who got it. It is a domainer, and he screwed me royally because this wasn't even for us. This was actually for a client, a big client, a very big client.
But the other person who bought it didn't know that.
No, they didn't. They had no idea. No. No, they just got dumb shit lucky, and now they're literally asking 10,000% more. Not even joking. And this was a six-figure purchase.
Wow.
You're asking 10,000% more.
Well, Drew, I'm sure you are 10,000% happier with your domain collection to have drew.com.
Yes. Very, very, very.
And happy. My email box will be a lot cleaner than the email he uses to email me sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You got rid of that one.
Yeah. Good.
Like, did you sell that one or you still have it?
No, I'm not selling that. It would take a lot of money to sell that. That really, it's like, it's the ultimate conversation starter. Man, yeah, I've broken the ice.
But keep me and like, my wife as it comes through.
Literally, like celebrities, some of the top investors in the world, it doesn't matter who they are, like top entrepreneurs, like, you're like, yeah, send me an email. Go at fuckyourself.com. And they just bend over laughing, and they just, it's like, it's the ultimate icebreaker. It really is. And people, like, they want to hear the story. It's immediately, they're like, well, I got to know why, how do you have that email address?
Well, my wife said, who did you piss off this time? Because I get like, elephant shit in the mail and dog stuff. Yeah, absolutely. What? Yeah, it's the craziest thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a website.
Got the Twitter bomb yet?
I think it's... sendyourenemiesshit.com or something.
That's
like that.
That's where it was from there. It was I don't know if it was a joke or
there's like hundreds of different animals you can select.
Yeah, I got elephant
animal shit.
Yeah, I got elephant.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a glitter bomb yet?
No, I haven't been glitter bombed. Somebody sent me some dog, and it actually turned out to be a guy that sells it for a living that's a domainer trying to show me his product. But I have to admit, I was a little upset. I'm like, man, I've been pretty good this month. I didn't deserve this. And it turned out he was selling the product in case I wanted to open up a store and sell it.
Yeah.
It looked real, though. It didn't smell real, but it sure looked real when it was sitting there.
Parker had Parker, who used to work with Midi Options, he in his previous job, he had he was managing a lot of engineers, and he had one guy who was just, always being a jerk. And so, like, all the other guys, and Parker orchestrated it, of course, but everybody, like, threw together some money, and they sent this guy, there's a website called bagofdicks.com, and they literally sent this guy, like, a bag of rubber dicks. It's like miniature ones.
Okay.
You don't want maximum ones.
The shipping rate on the big bag is so
rate on the bag.
Not worth it.
Not worth
it. All right. None of these are official sponsors of today's show.
No, and we will not be linking to those websites in the show notes. Thank you very much.
Find them on your own.
Yeah. But I do want to tell you about
bagofdicks.com, isn't it? Come on. What else would it be at?
Not going in the
trailer. Tiger.
Before we begin the viewer submitted domain portfolio review, let's talk about our sponsors. Truly, they make this such a great show for us to get together. We're glad for all of you to be here. Let's connect with them for a moment.
Serious about online trading? Secure your funds, keep your merchandise safe, and use a company that keeps the buyer and seller protected the whole way through. That's escrow.com. Payments you can trust. Finally, if you're a domain name investor, don't you have unique legal needs that require domain name technical know-how and industry experience? That's why you need Stephen Lieberman of Greenberg & Lieberman or Jason Schaefer of Esquire.com. Go search for Jason Schaefer or Stephen Lieberman on Domain Sherpa, watch their interviews, and you can see for yourself that they can clearly explain issues, can help you with buy-sell agreements, deal with website content issues and UDRP actions, and even help you write your website terms and conditions. Stephen Lieberman and Jason Schaefer are the lawyers to call for internet legal issues. See for yourself at Esquire.com or aplegal.com.
All right, welcome back. In the domain portfolio review, we take user-submitted domain name portfolios and provide honest and constructive feedback to the owners, so that they can either cut their losses, continue to hold the domains long-term, or figure out a sales strategy going forward. Today's portfolio was sent over by John Callahan. He sent primarily .coms, but a few other TLDs as well. Shane, I think we're going to start with you today. What are your thoughts here? I believe we have 15 domain names.
Well, I'm going to have to watch what I say because Adigy, after our last show, I haven't heard, seen, or smelled him since we did that show.
You need to send him an apology email.
You know, honesty is supposed to be the best medicine, but that medicine may not have saved him. I have not seen him since. I feel terrible.
I think he made some very positive comments.
Yeah, no, he did in the show. But man, I felt bad. Like, you know, he pretty much was 50% of our content on our website in the comment section. And I haven't seen him since. He just, I don't know. Didn't write anything mean. But, no. So I'm going to be a little nicer. No, this wasn't a terrible portfolio. I mean, it's not, you know, there's nothing huge here, but it's not the worst thing I've seen. And, you know, pet.club, obviously he put it top for a reason. It's a strong name. I'm not a huge .club fan because I don't see a resale market. You know, there's lots of sales, but they're all from the registry themselves. I think that'll change. You know, if you can't sell pet.club, eventually you're not going to be able to sell any .club. I don't know what he paid, but I assume that it's a premium price. So that puts a little bit of, cost basis in there. So I really like pet.club, and I don't see why that's not a $25,000 name, at least asking price. Mesothelioma. I don't know anything about those names ever selling, but we all know about the CPC. We constantly put that list out of the highest paying CPC, but I don't know anybody that's ever had a click gotten paid from it.
I have.
You've got a mesothelioma click?
Yep. 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 Sure have. Yep.
I forget what the domain is. We have
one. Maybe we don't even have it anymore. But we had one reasonably good mesothelioma name, and it doesn't get much traffic, but every once in a while it you'll get a click and it'll be a $30 click, you know.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah,
I think we had like an over $100 click once.
I mean that's what people have told me, is like, if I get one click, I get like paid like a speeding ticket every time they click on it.
It's because, you know, these class action lawsuits, man, they're huge. And it's like for each victim, so these lawyers are just spending absurd amounts of money to bring on more claimants, because for each new claimant that jumps onto the class action lawsuit, they just get, like, the money's already allocated. The money's there. It's in a pool of damage.
You just got to find the people to give it to.
And you just got to – it's like these lawyers are just competing to get – you know, as many of the claimants on board of their class action suit as possible to come get their piece of that pie. And the more claimants you got, the bigger the piece of the pie.
Well, here you go. So he's got a name that can actually, you know, if that's a build out, and again, you can make anything a build out, you could put value on. That's a totally different ball game than saying, what is that name by itself? But mesothelioma definitely is a build out. Fantasy football. Again, if you're going to pick XYZ or you're going to pick these alternative TLDs, you want a strong name. You don't a brand. They have so many other choices when it comes to brands. So if you pick up Weeba, you're not going to be Weeba.xyz because there's other alternatives for that. But fantasy football, it pretty much says what it is. And what differentiates it is the XYZ. So that's the kind of where you can brand it. It's not so generic because it's not .com. You've actually made it not generic by adding the XYZ. So I do like that one. I like both of those. I love fantasy football. It says what it does. People can remember it. That's the kind of name that the price to value relationship, I think, is really strong. And you can put $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 on it and really not look silly when you put those prices on there. You know, Serious Accident is a marketing name. I talk about marketing names all the time. It's names that people aren't going to build a company on, but they're going to use to bring in clients, and they can